Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Goddess Diaries with your host, Dawn Champagne. Come explore what it means to be a modern woman who dares to remember her sacred self.
Hello there. Welcome to the Goddess Diaries Radio, your place for daring to remember your sacred self. My name is Dawn Champagne, the host and creatrix behind this blog and radio show. And I just want to mention that if you haven't done so already, please go grab yourself a bundle of free gifts. You can do that when you sign up for my newsletter over at thegoddessdiaries.org. There's a link in the description here, and I just want you to think of this as your inner goddess toolkit for daring to remember your sacred self. So I just tried to record an episode here, and apparently something went wrong. We had some technical glitches, so I'm back redoing it because I feel like today's message in this episode is really important, that we need to understand what's happening on the collective so that we can pull that down and ground it into our individual experience. Today's episode title is called Activating Your Inner Priestess, and I chose this title because I've been giving a lot of thought to what's happening lately, and basically, as the North Node transits Virgo during 2016 and part of 2017, the priestess archetype is being activated within our global consciousness. So in this episode, I'm talking about the meaning of the North Node transit through Virgo as it relates to the world at large, and also to how it relates to us on the individual personal level. We've seen a lot of violence this year, a lot of chaos, and it can be really overwhelming if we're not aware of what's truly happening. So some of the questions I want to ask are, how are we responding? Are we reacting? What can we do to navigate through some of these choppy times? And I certainly don't want to be a fearmonger. I just want to offer this interpretation so as to help us to navigate through these times with a little bit of awareness and a little bit of, I guess, a whole lot of integrity and authenticity. So I hope that you enjoy this show. I'm just going to get started talking about what things mean. But I do want to mention, I wanted to mention this at the top of the show, but hey, you know what? Next week, I am going to be interviewing author Lasara Firefox Allen. She's the author of the newly released book, which is amazing. It's called Jailbreaking the Goddess. I'm going to be interviewing her on next week's episode. And in honor of her recent release of this book, I'm going to be giving away two copies of this book. And you can find out how to win your copy or enter to win your copy by signing up for the newsletter, because I'm going to be sharing with my tribe first on how to win. So you can do that by going to bit.ly/jailbreakgiveaway. And that link is in the description here. So go ahead and sign up for the newsletter and find out how you can enter to win a copy of this awesome book. So yay! All right, so getting back into the content and the reason for this episode, activating your inner priestess. That's what this episode is all about. That's what's happening on the collective level right now. It's our cosmic calling. It's what's going on. What's going on? So I just want to mention, I became a grandmother for the third time last week when my 20-year-old daughter gave birth to her first child, a very beautiful, very healthy baby girl on the Virgo moon, no less. Woohoo! So, you know, when this happened, I was super excited to get on social media and post some pictures for my family and friends to see. And here I am logging on to Facebook, and what I noticed was a lot of angry, vitriolic comments about that evening's police shootings in Dallas. It really made my heart hurt to see this, and it put me into a kind of, I fell into the state of confusion. Like, for instance, how could such a beautiful life event be juxtaposed against such a horrific tragedy, such a time of political and civil upheaval? And, you know, while I've been celebrating the birth of my granddaughter, I've also been contemplating all of this unrest since last week. And here's the thing. I believe that when we incarnate into this physical reality, we get to choose our timing. And so you can kind of see how I was confused by this. You know, like, why would my granddaughter choose to come in at this time? You know, this such a upheaval of a time. And I do believe that she chose this precise moment to come into this reality because I think she has a very important mission while she's here. And that mission is to love and to teach others how to love and to be loved in return. And I think that really, honestly, I think that's our true soul purpose from anyone's individual, you know, reason for incarnating here. But I want to say that I've come to this conclusion that I believe her act of being born was a very courageous act, a very courageous choice. And I feel like she's going to help change the world, along with all the other babies that are being born during this North Node Virgo transit. Actually, all of us have this higher calling, but I want to keep this within the theme of the North Node transit and what it means on a collective level. See, I also believe that, you know, as I believe that we get to choose our incarnation, the precise moment that we come into this physical reality, I also believe that we come in as soul groups, and that the way that we can designate one soul group from another is through the astrological phenomenon known as the North Node Transit. The North Node Transit has a very specific working message with it. And when we choose to incarnate, we are choosing to come in at this time because we, for whatever reason, we are here to elevate that or to work within those themes during our lifetime in this physical reality. So I guess to understand what I'm saying, I know I'm getting really woo-woo, but that's okay. That's who I am. I just want to go levels, though, and just kind of ground this into our physical reality so that we can really understand and use it and apply it in our everyday lives. So to understand what I'm saying, I think I need to explain a little bit about what it means to have a North Node, or what the North Node transit actually means. So North Node, South Nodes, these are the nodes of the moon. And in astrology, they represent, on the mundane level, which means global astrology, it represents our collective destiny. That's the North Node. Or it represents our collective karma, which is the South Node. So recently, I read a blog post, and I can't remember who it was, but I'll try to find the link and post it because it was very good. But I read a blog post from an astrologer that said that the North Node can be thought of as everyone's manifesto. And I like this because a manifesto is your beliefs, you know, what motivates you to take action. And it really gives credence to the notion that we do incarnate in soul groups. The North Node is going to tell you not only your soul grouping, but it's also going to tell you a little bit about your purpose for your incarnation during your lifetime here. And so if we think about the manifesto, it can describe the group's purpose, but it can also give you a little bit of an idea of why, you know, what your personal soul workload is going to look like during the time of any specific transition. So you have the one where, according to your natal chart, your north node happens to be, you know, whatever your north node happens to be. But then during the transits, your workload, your soul's workload is going to change a little bit based on that specific transit. So right now we are experiencing the transit of the north node through Virgo. It went into Virgo back in November of last year, and it's going to be there for roughly 18 months, 18 or 19 months, exiting Virgo in May of 2017. So during the time that the north nodes are transiting through Virgo, on the collective, we are looking at all of these themes of Virgo playing out as it pertains to the collective's forward-facing destiny. Now, the north node works in tandem with the south node transit as well. So on that axis, we have Virgo in the north node, and in the south node, we have Pisces. So the south node represents our karma, as I've already mentioned, or our past, things that have already happened. When we look ahead to our destiny, there's a lot of uncertainty there because we just, you know, we haven't traveled that path yet, right? So there's a lot of unknowing, and sometimes unknowing means darkness. So it's kind of where we're at in this place right now. And the tendency is to fall back into the south node area of comfort because we know what's already happened. We know what to expect, and that brings a certain level of comfort there. So on the collective, while we are being, you know, pushed towards our collective destiny, there is also a tendency to want to fall back into that place of comfort. And so where the resistance is whether or not we're going to let go of those areas of our south node, that comfort area, and make that hurdle into, you know, jump the hurdle into our north node forward-facing destiny. So anyway, I hope all of that makes sense, but that's kind of what's happening right now. And that's as we continue to transit through Virgo, the themes of this zodiac sign are going to be activated. And Virgo, to me, all about the priestess archetype. And what I think of here, when I think of the priestess, is one who has not only, I think of a woman in devotion to her deity, her chosen deity, but also one who has sworn an oath of service in devotion to, yes, her goddess, but also in devotion to her community. And I also think that it's something that we don't talk about, but I think it's implied, is that the priestess archetype represents one, you know, in service to community, who's going to hold our hand through that darkness and take us to our final illumination. You know, the darkness can mean being unaware or not having the knowledge or the experience of whatever it is that we're being called to embrace. So that's kind of what's happening. That's what's happening here with this north node. And so many of us are feeling it right now because, again, as above, so below. While the north node transit is taking us through some pretty, or sorry, the North Node transit in Virgo is taking us through some pretty dark places right now. All of the themes of Virgo are being activated, and that inner priestess is also being activated within us on an individual scale. So the calling, this calling is having us purge what no longer serves us. It's asking us to purify ourselves on the individual, on the collective. It's asking us to discern right from wrong. And I also think of the Virgo archetype as being associated with our health and our well-being. And this can apply on the collective scale as well. When we take a look at our global health, there are a lot of places that we are sick right now. And I believe that a lot of what's happening, the political unrest, the civil unrest, all of it, what we're feeling on the collective level is the festering of wounds that have been repressed for far too long. We've repressed these areas where we need to pay attention to our care, you know, to care for our needs, to nurture some of those long-covered wounds. We've been doing it for far too long. And so what's happening in America, for instance, it's playing out in a lot of ways. It's playing out in the Black Lives Matter movement. It's the Black Lives Matter movement and police corruption, for instance, is having us take a look at our society and our systems where it's broken and where it needs to be fixed or healed. And it is a hard pill to swallow. It is such a hard pill to swallow. And this movement, you know, all of these events that are taking place are really triggering for a lot of us. You know, like I said, I logged onto social media that night and there was so much vitriolic response to what's happening. And it just kind of, it made my heart hurt. I'm not going to lie. It really made my heart hurt. And you know, that we also have the gun control debates that are taking place. And of course, this is a campaigning or an election year. So there's a lot of campaigning rhetoric being spewed and thrown about all over the place, not just social media, but all over the place. And, you know, globally, we are experiencing unrest with things like, you know, the Syrian refugee issues and Brexit taking place a few weeks ago when the UK voted to leave the European Union, and that kind of threw the globe into a financial tailspin a bit. And then, you know, yesterday on Bastille Day in France, in Nice, there was an attack on a crowd and, you know, violent attack, and nearly 100 people lost their lives and hundreds more were injured. And of course, also, you know, our response to the terrorist groups like Daesh. You know, so much is happening and so much violence and so much festering of old wounds that are coming to surface. And if we continue to remain unaware of what this North Node transit really means, we're just going to continue to react and be ineffective in our healing. And so what I think really needs to happen is that we need to learn how to respond. And then also complicating matters, you know, as the North Node transits through Virgo, in tandem with that, as I already mentioned, the South Node is transiting through Pisces. So the axis, it works together to bring us to our destiny, but it also provides a little bit of complication because if we choose to resist those Virgo nudgings, we're going to continue on this violent path. And the South Node, it represents the past, what's already happened. It means that we're familiar with it and we'll try to want to hang out here because it's comfortable. Doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It's just that there's comfort in the familiar. So the themes that we happen to be clinging to right now as we make this transit are the themes of, you know, suppressing our inner belief system in favor of unifying the whole. And I think that that's an interesting concept to think about because a lot of us, everybody has an opinion. Everyone has an opinion, right? And so how do we express our opinions in a way that is of service to everyone? This can be really scary for us, a lot of us, because like I said, we're not awake to the fact that we're taking this journey, you know, that this journey exists because we have to claim our destiny. And whenever there's fear, there seems to be some resistance. So how can we claim our destiny without resisting it? And how can we do it in a way that is not only authentic to us on an individual level, but also honors others and is of service to others as well. You know, are we going to be safe doing this? I think that's what the fear is too. The fear wants us to think about our safety and think about, not think about where we're going. But having said all of that, I think, and I wrote a blog post about this recently, but I believe there is always purpose in our pain. And if we can take a look at all of the pain that is festering for us right now on the collective, and then apply that to our individual experience, I think that we can really drill down and find the purpose here. There's a bigger purpose here. This is a really tough transit at this time because it's impacting everyone, of course, on a global scale, but I think that it's really playing out for a lot of people who have chosen to swear an oath to protect and serve also. So we're looking at our police officers, military, fire departments. We're even looking, at nurses and chefs, anyone who is in service to community, to their communities, even our spiritual community of priests and priestesses. So there's a lot of discernment going on right now, and we're getting really clear with what it means to be of service to our communities and how we choose to use our words and choose to act from our hearts. And so as this North Node transit takes place, like I said, it is activating our inner priestess archetype. And so what does that mean? What can you do about this? I mean, what do you need to do? Do you need to do anything? Well, I think those are some rhetorical questions, but my answer to those questions is here. I guess a few things, actually, you can do. First of all, it's always helpful to understand what's going on, just to contemplate the different theories that are being proposed. Mine, of course, is a theory. I think a lot of astrologers will agree. But this is one way, one perspective to look at everything that's happening on a global scale and understanding that there is some kind of purpose in it. I'm not trying to diminish any lives that have been lost or any lives that have been damaged by, Brexit, for instance, or the tragedy in Nice yesterday. That's not my point at all. But my point is to say, hey, you know what, on a collective level, we need to take a look at these pain points and figure out how to heal them. We obviously are sick in so many ways. We have an illness. We're carrying this illness within us. And how are we going to purge it once and for all? So understand that as we continue to experience shifts in our collective consciousness, a lot of things are going to surface that are going to cause us to take a second look. And that's just normal. That's just going to happen. So be aware of it. Be aware of what's happening. And then from there, you can return to center and start to notice when you're being triggered and really be present to that trigger and go deeper with it, sit with it for a little bit. Why are you being triggered? Understand what's been triggered inside of you and ask yourself, does this tie back to an old belief is in that South Node Pisces, that I'm hanging on to? Or am I triggered because this is something that's new? This is activating a new feeling for me and activating an area where I can be of service to myself and to the collective. Just really sit with that for a bit. I know a lot of people in the spiritual community have been responding and reacting to a lot of the different issues that are going on. I received an email yesterday, maybe you did too. I interviewed Celia a while ago on this podcast. Celia is a singer. She's a pagan singer, and she's got a beautiful voice, and she just writes from the heart, and her music is so beautiful and healing. And she sent out an email to her newsletter list yesterday with a song that was her statement about all of the unrest in the world today and what's happening with our well, with everything that I've already explained. And I thought it was a beautiful testament to the fact that it's wise to listen to your inner priestess, that inner priestess that's been activated within you, and really pay attention and be present with those moments when you are feeling triggered about a certain issue. And instead of reacting with, you know, just off-the-cuff statements, to really think about it and ground yourself in the space of being of service to others. And anyway, I just thought that was very interesting that that happened yesterday, and I felt it in my core that her message of sitting with her own feelings for a while before responding was very important and a powerful example of how we can continue through this North Node transit, because it's still transit through Virgo, because it's going to happen. It's going to continue through May of 2017. So we got a long way to go yet. So anyway, notice when you're being triggered, understand what your triggers are, and ask yourself, why does this particular thing trigger me? That's my second piece of advice. But another thing that I want to say is that, again, going, you know, respond, don't react. Virgo, this theme of Virgo is all about discernment. We can apply discernment in our responses. So sitting with that triggering moment and figuring out why we're being triggered, discern what that means for us. But a reaction is chaotic and messy, and it causes more of the same. And oftentimes it doesn't propel us toward effective change. A reaction, a lot of times, is just a heat of the moment, angry feeling or whatever that is good for getting it out of your system, but also has devastating consequences for your future and those around you. So really just choosing to respond instead of reacting. Virgo, the Virgo archetype really wants us to be precise, and it wants us, again, to remember that we're being called to be of service here. So a lot of things are going to continue to happen on the global scale. We're really just ramping up. It can be scary to think about, but I don't want it to be scary. I want us to understand that all of us are being called to be of service during this time, and always, of course, but understanding that on the collective, we need to pay attention to the areas that this chaos is erupting in as a metaphor, or as it can be looked at as a metaphor of where we need to heal. You know what I'm saying? So just understanding that and paying attention to all of the chaos that's erupting around us as where we are ill and what needs to be cut out of our everyday experience, and how can we respond to that. But also, I think that being proactive and paying attention to the areas that are healthy is just as important, because we need to, you know, there are a lot of good cops out there. There are a lot of good cops out there. Oh, just heard the 90 seconds, but a lot of good cops out there, but, you know, police corruption is a thing and it needs to be dealt with. So if we can be practicing preventive care just as much as we are healing, we can be really effective. And so those are my four things, how to navigate through a Virgo transit. And I'm just going to wrap up this episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. And remember, like I said before, at the top of the show, I'm going to be interviewing Lasara Firefox Allen next week. She's the author of the newly released Jailbreaking the Goddess, an awesome book that's turning feminist spirituality on its head. So you can find out how to win a copy of the book for yourself by signing up for the newsletter, because I'll be sharing with my tribe there first. And the link is in the description here. It's bit.ly/jailbreakgiveaway. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, I love you to the moon and back, and I will see you over on the blog. Thanks for listening. Bye.